I just want to just share 1 minute story. Before Shmulevitz, the Roshiva of Mi Yeshiva was Nifta, and I just want to share with you, you know, there was a Nosson Tzvi, Zichroni Livroch, and next one was a Before Shmulevitz, and I just want to share with you, I can't by any standards call myself a Talmud or a Before, but I did have a little bit of Shaychus to him in my years in Mir. And I just thought he was Mamashe, he was such a special person. He was actually born in Shanghai. He was the son of Reb Chaim, the famous Yeshiva, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, who took the Yeshiva to Shanghai. So he was actually, before it was, if I'm not mistaken, I remember asking him, and he said he was like born in Shanghai. He was born in that tkufa in Shanghai. And he was gone, Mamashe, gone in Torah. It's unbelievable. And I want to share with you two things. I just now on the way, I thought, two stories that I remember. Once, I remember that I asked him as to whether it's true or not that his father, there's a story that goes around, and I think it's even printed, a story that his father, Reb Chaim, has a photographic memory, a genuine photographic memory that he also had, pretty much a photographic memory. And the story goes that Ktois, we all know the Ktois, the two volumes of Ktois, which is such an unbelievably complex sefer, so unbelievably complicated. And they took to Shanghai, they took a volume of Ktsois with, a set of Ktsois with to Shanghai. However, there was one page missing. One page was torn off and was missing. And the story goes that the father, the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, there was a page missing, and he then took a piece of paper, and because of his unbelievable memory, he actually filled word by word the missing page. So I asked once, this is years ago. I asked once Reb Chaim when I was eating Shabbos food by him. I asked him, "No, is this story true? Or yes or no? You're the son. Tell me, is this story true or not?" And he replied the following. And this has made such a relation with me. He said, "It's definitely untrue." And I said, "Yeah, of course, it's a famous story, but the story is untrue." He said, "Why is this story untrue?" He said, "It's got two reasons why the story is untrue. It's typical of before. It's got two reasons why the story is untrue." He says, "First of all, his father knew every single ktsois, without a doubt. He took it, but he didn't know it word by word." He didn't know it word by word. He knew every single stick of ktsois, but he didn't know it word by word. He said that therefore it can't be, that it's exaggerated. He did a photographic one, but that's exaggerated, and therefore the story is not true. But he said, more importantly, I have another proof that this story can't be true. He said, if my father would have known, even if my father would have known word by word, he would have been the last person to actually do it in handwriting, that people would be able to recognize that it was him. He said he was much too humble to do something that his godless would be recognized. And I thought it was really, really nice. That's what Befol told me. But another story which I remember specifically about Befol, which is going back even a couple of years before that, was when I was a bocha, I had I called it a meshugas. I used to call it, I wanted to go around, there was a bocha, and Shabbos Suda, I always tried to hang around by the VIPs. So I had, when I was mamash fresh bocha in yeshiva, I called up for my dorm, I called up before and asked him if I can come for Shabbos Suda. I invited myself. Fancy that. And before then, it wasn't available. His wife answered the phone, and she had no idea who I was. I was almost a brand new bochum in yeshiva. How many bochum were there? 1,500, 2,000 bochum in yeshiva. And I just randomly called up and I said, I'm a bochum in yeshiva. Can I eat Shabbos Suda by you? And then she said she's really, really sorry, but she's got one of the children and grandchildren are there for Shabbos, so it won't be possible this week. I said, okay, no problem at all. I have gotten other people on my wish list, so it's no problem. I hanged up the phone. Until 2 minutes later, there's a phone call in the Dira. And then one of my roommates picks up the phone and says, yeah, this is Reb Efol Shmulevitz. It's Reb Efol Shmulevitz. My wife just said that, can I just speak to a bocha? I don't know his name. He's a bocha that had just called us. And then I said, yeah, it's me. So I turned all red in face, although I just was on the phone with him. He said, in face, why I thought that it's not possible to speak, but it's absolutely not a problem. There's no reason why I can't come. It's absolutely not a problem at all. Please, can we have you for Shabbos? And I thought, this is really unbelievable. I witnessed firsthand. And I went Shabbos, and it wasn't the first time of many times that I went to it before. And I just, it's unbelievable. A person's got a roshiv of 1,000 bochim, and he mamash cares to that extent, to just, you know, to call back and to make that effort. I thought that was really, okay, I wanted to share that with you because I was thinking about him today. Okay, going back to Hilchis Kriyas Shema. Rabbi, did anybody else, you and me, no? You did have a bit of shaykhus to him. Did you have a bit of shaykhus? Oh, yeah, sure, before Shmulevitz. Okay, we spoke yesterday about the various halachas of Tzoya. we're now going to carry on and discuss further halachas. We spoke about all types of animals. We spoke about the basic underlying yesod being that if there is reach ra, it's also reach ra. There was a shayla asked from a classroom today. In one of the classrooms in one particular school, they have introduced a guinea pig into the classroom. Yeah, absolutely, yes.
In he has a Jewish name as well,
isn't
he?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. The question arising was, well, obviously they're going to be learning Torah in that classroom, and certainly the guinea pigs cannot be domesticated, totally domesticated, and obviously it's going to be the cage. It's going to be a bit of soyas guinea pig. I'm not sure how you call it, guinea pig in Lashon HaKodesh. And is that a problem or not? Can they learn Torah there? Yes or no? What's the halacha? No reach ra. Do you think it's okay? Better not. What do you think? No problem?
No.
No problem? What do you think?
If there's no smell.
If there's no smell, it should be fine. Yeah, I think so too. If there's no smell, it should be fine. I have the same sentiment in you. I also feel there might be something. But al pi halacha, there's no issa really. There's no issa. As long as there's no reach ra, it's fine. What do you think? It should be okay, no? I think so. Pardon? No.
Is it because it's contained in the...
No. Well, it happens to be that it is in a cage. But I wonder, even if it wouldn't be in a cage, I don't think there would be an issa. You're right. The fact that it's a separate domain adds to its leniency, I suppose. But it wouldn't really matter. Okay, so Sivov. Page Kuf Yud Gimel Tzivov. The Yerushalmi asks us, he forbids reading Shema against Mei Ragle Chamoir, urine of a donkey habob minadech, who comes from a journey. So because apparently the Mei Raglaim of a donkey is different after a journey than if he wasn't traveling around. Its smell, says the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot and Chof Hei, is far worse after a journey, and therefore it's also, even if it comes out of a journey and it doesn't smell particularly, it's always going to be also if it's abo min aderech. Mishneh Berurah says Sifkot and Chof Hei, v'hana mistomer reichan ra, because those are normally bad odor. Therefore, even if at one point, at one occasion, it happens to be not to smell in that particular case, although it's coming from the journey, also it's going to be also. The Havelik, it's Tzoyas Odom, because its halacha now is, it's on a level of Tzoyas Odom. So that's one case, that's Mei Ragle Chamoir, the urine of a donkey, Habamun Adecho, comes from a journey. That's one case. Vecheneget Tzoyas Tanegoil Aduma. And Tzoya of a Tanegoil Aduma. Now, there's two ways of explaining this Tanegoil Aduma. He could either be a chicken who happens to have red Tzoya. So that would be Tzoyas Tanegoilim, Aduma. So that's the Tzoya which is red for one reason or another. Or it could be that it is simply talking about a Tanegoil Aduma, a red type of chicken, which Tzoya is always going to be also. The Mishneh Berurah said in Sifkot and Chavav, is there such an expression like that in is it Tanegoil Aduma? There is such a thing said in Hebrew? Tanegoil Aduma? No. So the Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkot and Chavav, Aduma, Meloshoinei Mashma, Sheroi Tzeloima, Shelefi She Aduma, since it is red, it smells particularly strong. English hon, an English hen, indig, which the translation over here says tanegol hodu. What's tanegol hodu in English?
Turkey.
A turkey. That's what he says. He may be a turkey. The tzoy of a turkey is always also. Because it smells particularly bad. Therefore, he says, preferably do not have turkeys in your house. Shalom din, because you daven and you learn umavachim sham. Ubifat beveis tamid chacham, especially if you're in the house of a tamid chacham. Do not, please, try to avoid having turkeys in your house. Ki efshab loy belohir toira, because it's inevitable you're going to be mahar toira. So turkeys are problematic. The tzor of a turkey is problematic. Okay. Now, continues the Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Zayin. Tzoyas tane goylim, the tzoya of chickens, ha'olchim bevais, who walk about in the house. Tino ketzoyas behemo chaya ve'oif. Its halach is like any behemo chaya ve'oif. And therefore, the halach is what? That what? That, what does that mean? It's, the halach, the tzoya of chickens is like any animals. So what does that mean? Is it also mutter? If it smells.
It smells badly?
Okay, good. Okay, so therefore, if it smells, it's also. And that's indeed what he continues. Aval alul shalahem, its cage. The cage of a chicken. What are those called?
Pen.
Thank you very much. A chicken's pen. Yesh bo sirchoin. That's in the... He says the cage has a particular sirchoin. It gathers dirt and therefore smells, and therefore it's going to be also. Mishnebura explains that. Stiff cotton chof ches alul shalem who binyan cotton a small cage also ila avozim v'tanegoilim, which is built for the chickens. Since there's a lot of tzoya there is a smell, rumos, and it's also. Alken dino ketzayas odom, and therefore it's got alocha ketzayas odom, and it's going to be also. Mishnebur continues now, and that's going to be an important alocha. Kotzal chayotum dua din deer shel behema. The alocha of a deer shel behema, a cattle's. What's that called? The cattle's.
So.
Where the cattle's are kept. What is that called? Pen, is that a pen?
Stable.
Yeah, where do cattle?
Barns.
Barn, oh, come on, about say you are British.
Shed.
A shed? Okay, cattle shed. There, what the deal shall be, Mogam can also be Tam Zeva and Bivyaloch Mashkazam Mizer. Where animals are kept, whether it is for cattle or for tanegolim, for chickens, that's the halacha. He says ketzayas odom, it's going to be worse. And the halacha is, as the biologist explains, that is always going to be. Imagine where the cattle is kept, where the cows are kept. It smells very, very badly. There, the halacha certainly is that brachas cannot be said. What do you think about that, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah, so chickens.
Pigeon, cows. Have you ever been? Next to them.
It's quite bad. Yeah, yeah. Okay, but it's mainly the cage that seems to be the problem. If it just.
Yeah, when you have hundreds of them together.
Yeah, it's really bad. Yeah, okay, that's like a loch. It makes sense. You can't make a bracha there. No, it makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. Now, next seif can be misunderstood. I'll tell you what can be misunderstood about Seif Ches. Seif Ches says, also liquor is connected ashpa, you're not allowed to eat connected against ashpa, and I'm specifically not translating that, shrei chonra, which has a bad smell. Well, how do you translate ashpa?
Rubbish.
In modern Hebrew, ashpa means rubbish. Okay. That is modern Hebrew. This is not what the Shulchan Aruch means. Shulchan Aruch means ashpa in the Loshon of the Mishnayos of Shulchan Aruch means more, not just general rubbish. It is right. It means a dump of specifically animals' waste. You gather all that together, and that's called ashpa. They were used for fertilizers. You gather. I think the farms still do that. No, they gather it all and they use it for fertilizers. So that's what ashpa is. We can all fully understand and appreciate that next to an ashpa, you can't make a brocha. Right? But interestingly, I did see the poskim discussing the halacha of a rubbish lorry. The rubbish lorry, you know, when they come round. I'll tell you the truth, I'm not quite sure what the halacha is. It smells often awful. Yeah? They go around and they pick up the rubbish after they move on, you know? So you can still sometimes smell them a couple of minutes after they've gone past. Okay, can you make a bracha or not? So this is not the ashpa the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Because ashpa, we just said, is talking about, but he's talking about specific a kind of all the manure gathered up. That's self-understood. You can't make a bracha there. I'm asking, what about the modern Hebrew term of ashpa? What about rubbish?
It's the same.
Can't make a bracha. So that means that the rubbish lorry goes round. You can't make, as long as you can smell it.
Wait
a minute, then it's fine. Yeah, okay, what do you think? Yeah, what do you tie now? Very good. Does everybody agree to that? What does the smell from the rubbish come from? What a smell is it?
Rotting.
Usually from rotting. What's the halacha from smell that is?
Problem,
indeed. Okay, and indeed, the poskim taka say that one should refrain from making brachas after the rubbish lorry has gone past, or as it's going past, if you can smell really something very strong. The halacha is that it may not have the din of ashpa mentioned in Shulchan Aruch here. It's not that what it's referring to, but the halacha is the same. That actually, the halacha, it's decomposing. It's not like itron, it's food or rotten food or rotten, which is really decomposing. And the halacha therefore is one should ensure not to make. So that smell is also a smell. If it's bad and you can smell it, then it's that kind of odor. You can't make a bracha, as you can smell it. Okay. Shulchan Aruch Seif Test, which is the final Seif of the Siman. Yotze menu reach melemato. If a person has wind coming from his own body, reach melemato, from further down, also bedivrei Torah, he is not allowed to learn Torah until sheichale areach, until the odor has disappeared. Ve'im yotza mechaveri, if it is from somebody else, not from his own body but from somebody else, then the halacha is muta bedivrei Torah, then you are allowed to learn Torah. Mishum diyefsha shetalmidim k'tzosim gersim v'k'tzosim yishenim umafichim b'soich hashenim. He's a specific kula with regards to others. That's inevitable. That it's human and it's inevitable. And chachamim were makel with regards to others, and therefore it's especially when people sleeping. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. It's inevitable, and therefore chachamim were makel, and you can still make you can still learn Torah. Avoliko is kriyas shema. But if a person is reciting Shema and he can smell it from somebody else, also he's not allowed to ad sheichal erech until the smell has disappeared. The Mishnah Berurah does say that it's not only Shema that you're not allowed to, but also make any other bracha would also, you have to wait until the smell has disappeared. Better yet, of course, the Mishnah Berurah says if you can listen to yourself, that's of course the best. Okay, just to recap what we covered tonight, Bezer Hashem. We learned that there is a concept of Meirag Lichamoir, donkey's urine is also, he has a strong smell, and even if it doesn't have a smell, if it comes from a journey, you don't have to say Shema. Tzeras Tanigolim Adum is also awesome. We said that it's probably referring to turkeys. You're not allowed to say Shema. And Bochus. Chickens, which are going around in the house, it's fine as long as it doesn't have a smell. However, its cage is going to be also. The ashpa, which is a gathering of dirt, of manure, is also because it's got a strong smell. A person that's got winds coming is also a divrei Torah. For somebody else, it's permitted. Pchachomim u'mekel. And finally, we learned that either way, Shema and Brochas is going to be also. Okay, we'll continue with Simon Pei tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.